Good morning. You listen to FourDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. First day of the show at Covering's 30th anniversary show in Orlando, and I'm with my friend Donato Grosser, a consultant with the Italian Towel Council. Donato, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Pleasure to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you. You've got your signature I Love New York hat on. Let's talk about the tile market. I believe the consumption of tile is, for the first time in many years, tracking below the growth rate of the flooring industry, and our estimation may be flat in dollars. What do you think?
Yes, basically, the ceramic tile business now has slowed down to a point that almost flat. People were using the past years after the recovery with increases of between 5 and 10% per year, and that's at this point, it seems that this period is over. And we are in a situation which the construction market, new construction, is not moving particularly, is basically flat, and with it, the ceramic tile business is flat.
We talked a year ago, and we talked about several factors. One is the onslaught of the faux floors, the lookalikes, the cheaper floors. They're certainly taking share. That's one of the equations, right?
First of all, the recession did a lot of damage to a lot of people in this country. And even if today everybody who wants a job has a job, salaries did not go up enough all this time, so that all young people don't have the means that you cannot to save any money. If you cannot save, you cannot invest. And if you cannot invest, you buy the cheaper product. So ceramic tile is a victim of this kind of situation, because if you can buy something cheaper, I know that ceramic tile in the long run is a much better product, is a more durable product, gives much more value. But if I don't have the money now, I have to buy something cheaper that maybe last only 3 or 4 years, but I will think about in 3 or 4 years what else to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's another factor. I think that the age of the homeowner now that's in that stage of investing in finishes, I think they're now spending money in other areas. They like to travel. They like to wine and dine. They need to pay off their student loans. And so there's another factor, I believe, with the millennials, in that they're not yet to the factor of wanting to invest in home furnishings.
Well, that I don't know. There are still a lot of people of the old generation, the post-war generation, the baby boomers that today are maybe not moving from their house, not selling the house to move to Florida, and they do remodeling. But so the remodeling is not doing so bad, remodeling segment of the business. But altogether, there is as you say, the young people are not spending money. They don't have too much money to spend. Mm-hmm. So we have a trading down at all levels, less ceramic tile, more cheaper products. And in the ceramic tile business itself, people are trying to buy less expensive product. So what to do? The people who have products that are more expensive, like products manufactured in America or in other countries where they're high-end, they have to advertise, need more advertising to keep up the image of the product. Unfortunately, the companies who have competitive product have deeper pockets, and they advertise more than the companies who manufacture ceramic tile.
Donato, some people that listen to this going to think you're reading a script that I wrote for you. But you're right. I mean, the Italian tile companies, the leaders in the business, they need to stand up on top of their pedestal and say, hey, and reverse this trend. You know, one of the problems, I think, too, is the RSA, the retail sales associate. There's an issue with ceramic tile. If the person at the retail store sells the consumer on tile, they've got to get it installed. And that salesperson is not going to get commission until the job's done. And she can sell LVT, and it'll be in next week. If she sells that consumer tile job, it may be a month before it's installed. So I think that may be a factor as well.
I cannot answer that question. You may know that better than I do, and that's quite possible. And we know installation, cost of installation is another consideration. We know that ceramic tile as a product has no comparison, especially is resistant to fire, does not have any emissions, while any product that has plastic into that vinyl is more dangerous. And in the case of, may have a normal emission all the time, and may, in case of fire, have really mortal emissions. Mm-hmm. But people don't consider things. People say, wow, it never happened to me.
And you want to talk waterproof? There's only one floor that's waterproof, right?
Yeah, waterproof. Ceramic tile is waterproof. But that's, again, people don't think about the flood.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, how's your customer doing? How are the Italians doing in the business?
Italians are doing quite fine, especially because now today the Italians are working on two continents. So there are factories in Italy, there are factories in the United States. If the one in Italy don't do well with the export, they manufacture here and they can sell to other countries. So they have a lot of flexibility.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I know that you do a lot of research. You've actually got a presentation this afternoon at Coverings, I believe at 3. One of the things you've done is you've gone out and you've talked to distributors and you've got inside their head. And most of us know that the strength of the ceramic market in the United States is in the smile states, the border states that run from California around the southern part up the North Coast. And I guess there's fewer distributors now, right?
First of all, California is a number one state. Florida is a number two. Texas is a number three. Then we have New Jersey and New York. One thing that has happened is that there's been a lot of consolidation. During a recession, a number of small distributors either reduced the number of their location or they closed business altogether. So the small ones have either consolidated or out of business. Larger ones have expanded all over. So the large distributors, large importers, have taken away share from small importers and from these small distributors. So this is another problem, because if you are a manufacturer and you're looking and you don't have your own direct distribution or your own showrooms, you have to rely on smaller number of distributors, and this may become a problem.
Well, how long is this little depression we're in going to last, do you think?
Well, I'm no prophet, so I have no reason. I have no idea.
Like you said, there's no telling. It's interesting to hear that John Turner left Delta Island and is now over running a gypsum company. So maybe he's a little bit of a prophet and saw some roughness ahead. What do you think?
Well, I tell you one thing. One of the slides that I'm showing today is like General Motors. What is good for General Motors is good for America, that people used to say. Today in the ceramic tile business, you want to say what is good for Mohawk is good for America. The shares of Mohawk in the stock market are probably down half. They lost half of their value. So I think that should be a canary in the mine. And if the shares of Mohawk are going down, probably the market says that the growth is not there, or will take a while until the growth will go up again.
Okay, Donato, it's always great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Donato Grosser, a consultant in the tile business who works with the Italian Tile Council, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.